Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic morning prayer on this Thursday, June the 18th, 2020. We're commemorating the life of Bernard Mazzecchi, who was a catechist in Zimbabwe and a martyr in 1896. My name is Pastor Kit Greaves from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my wife, Diane.
Good morning.
We are delighted to have you along with us today and tomorrow, as we have been throughout Fridays in June. We'll be focusing on our Aboriginal sisters and brothers in preparation for the National Day of Prayer for Aboriginals on Sunday. We hope that you will, if you enjoy what we're doing here on audio morning prayer, you might share with others, or if you have any prayer requests, do let us know. So I invite you to take a deep breath and welcome the Holy Spirit as we gather for a time of prayer today. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth,
God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us.
O Christ, crucified and risen.
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. The Benignity, Psalm 95. Come,
let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you.
A reading from Romans chapter 2, verses 12 to 24. All who have sinned apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous in God's sight, but the doers of the law who will be justified. When Gentiles who do not possess the law do instinctively what the law requires, these, though not having the law, are a law to themselves. They show what the law requires is written on their hearts, to which their own conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts will accuse or perhaps excuse them. On the day when, according to my gospel, God through Jesus Christ will judge the secret thoughts of all. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast of your relation to God and know his will and determine what is best because you are instructed in the law, and if you are sure that you are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the children, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then that teach others, will you not teach yourself? Well, you preach against stealing, do you steal? You that forbid adultery, do you commit adultery? You that abhor idols, do you rob temples? You that boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? For as it is written, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 116, verses 1 through 8. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications.
Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live.
The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish.
Then I called on the Lord, name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, save my life.
Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful.
The Lord protects the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me.
Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you.
For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 4 to 12. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that can do nothing more. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, yet not one of them is forgotten in God's sight? But even the hairs of your head are all counted. Do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues, the rulers, and the authorities, do not worry about how you are to defend yourselves or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that very hour what you ought to say. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On this day, we commemorate the life of Bernard Mazeki, who is a catechist or teacher in Zimbabwe, Africa, and also a martyr. This is from the Reverend Stephen Reynolds, For All the Saints, Prayers and Readings for Saints' Days, according to the Anglican Church of Canada calendar. Bernard Mazeki is the Anglican martyr of Southern Africa. He began work as a catechist among the Mashoni people of Zimbabwe in 1891. 5 years later, when the Mashonas rose up against the British, Bernard had ample opportunity to escape. Instead, he chose to remain with his congregation. On the night of June 17, 1896, he was assaulted and mortally wounded by warriors from the village where he had his mission. He managed to crawl to a nearby hillside where there was a creek to dress his wounds. Early the next morning, Bernard's wife from that tribe, and another who was expecting, and another woman approached his hiding place. They were frightened by an unearthly sound like many wings of great birds, and by a dazzling light which moved toward the spot where Bernard lay. When the two women finally had the courage to go to him, Bernard's body was gone without a trace. From that day to this, Anglicans from all over Southern Africa have made pilgrimage to the site of his martyrdom in order to offer their prayers and petitions in the house of so great a witness for Christ. An expression of faith. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you've always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you've always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you've always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you've always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. our intercessions and thanksgivings. As we gather in God's presence, wherever we may be today, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the whole people of God, especially the people of Southern Africa who remember Bernard this day, and Anglicans throughout the world, that each one may be a true and faithful servant of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those drawing near to the light of faith, we might remember the names of five people that we're thinking of as we did through May and the ascension to Pentecost season. I think of Hugh and Mark and Steve and Kathy and others on our hearts. That the Lord will bring them to true knowledge of himself. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our families and friends, that the Lord will give them joy and satisfaction in all they do. Pray especially for Clarissa, who is expecting on Saturday, and whatever the date is for her delivery, God knows, and also for Jen, who is expecting in July. For all our friends and family and yours, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are lonely, sick, hungry, persecuted, or ignored, we think particularly of loved ones from our church family and friends of those. For Nancy's friend, Biba, for Tim Keller, for Hunter, Hans, Clifford, Sarah Thau, Harold West, Pauline, Lillian, for Eddie and Noah, for others known to us whom we may wish to mention at this time, silently or aloud.
To Lacarubus, Abby and Richard,
Douglas Blackwell, for all retired clergy and spouses and widows, think of Betty Gracie, for Sheila and her health and well-being, for Bishop Priscilla and her mother Ruth, for time for people to be able to get to rest and have a change of scene or location during the summer, and for those plans for summer worship and also for reopening at some point to do so safely, mindful of the needs of our various members of our congregation and those who might be curious about joining us and coming to Christ and to Christ Church. That the Lord will comfort and sustain them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, for all in leadership and leadership in our church, that the Lord will help us to contribute to its true growth and well-being, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the whole human family, that we may live together in justice and peace, especially those people looking for peaceful solutions to various economic and international difficulties, including the COVID-19 and economic implications, and medical, obviously, for people who are suffering from it without a vaccine or a cure, and for all those in positions of power to be able to exercise that power with integrity and respect for all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The collect for today, as we remember Bernard Mazzecchi. Almighty God, your servant Bernard Mazzecchi gladly brought the word of salvation to a people that did not know him, and in obedience to Christ, surrendered his life for the sake of those committed to his care. Grant that after his blessed example, your church may ever seek to impart that power of love and forgiveness, once for all made perfect in the passion of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, and the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'd love to hear from you. Please be in touch if you wish. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you tomorrow.